Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kevin Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. It is brutally hot, record heat expected today in the city. We'll get very close to triple digits. It's going to stay hot and humid for a bit longer, too. We get more on the forecast and what to expect.
Dangerous heat is on the way for today. We had a record-tying 96 for Central Park yesterday. Newark hit 101. They broke the record of 99. It's already above 90 in most of the area. AccuWeather real temperatures are near to even above 100. We're going to top out at 99 in Central Park today, breaking the record of 96. And the hottest spots will peak above 100, mostly over the New Jersey suburbs and in the lower Hudson Valley. AccuWeather real field temperatures, they're going to reach 105 to as much as 110 this afternoon, and it's still going to be steamy again tonight. Most places don't fall below 80. At least we get some more clouds, maybe even a late-day thunderstorm tomorrow. That trims temperatures to the middle 90s. The real cooling, though, waits till Thursday.
If you're a golfer, the heat, that's not going to keep you off the course. It's hard to pass up a round, regardless of what the temperature says.
Golfer Michael likes to play every Tuesday in the summer months. He's here on the town of Oyster Bay course, but his friends, they were a no-show.
I had another three people playing with me today, but they all canceled because of the heat.
Well, how are you going to stay cool today?
I'm going to drink a lot of water, and I'm going to try to hit as few shots as possible.
And this golfer says his 6 waters and bucket hat should keep him cool.
Did you put a lot of sunscreen on today?
Not really, but I probably should put some on right now.
Another golfer decided to wear long sleeves to protect him from the sun. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Woodbury, Long Island.
In the heat, it is election day. The mayoral candidates making their final push to get voters out, despite the heat. Might keep some folks inside who may have not voted yet. Zoran Mandani, he was up bright and early, 5:30 in Queens.
What we offer is a vision to keep New Yorkers in the place that they call home. And an antidote to the Trump administration and the hatred and the division that it spews.
Former Governor Andrew Cuomo, he voted this morning at a polling site in Midtown, one of many New Yorkers going to the polls today.
Well, as the fans are trying to circulate the air and poll workers handing out water, New Yorkers going in to vote here at the school in Astoria.
So I want the youth of America to actually make some more decisions for us because I think they are the future of the country. And I hope they realize the city is not well enough run for for a city of this size, that we're such a corrupt city.
But and people who say it's too hot, I don't want to vote today, what do you say? I mean, because we should vote, we get out here, right? I mean,
Absolutely. Yeah, no, so there's 3 voters in our house and hopefully we'll all get voting today and, we can only do our part.
And Trina tells me those 3 people in her house will all be voting for different candidates. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Queens.
A 50-year-old man stabbed at the West 4th Street subway station nearly 2 weeks ago, we're now learning has died. Police at the station found Vincent Norman unconscious with a stab wound on the back of his neck at around 4:30 in the morning back on June 14th. The knife used in the attack was found nearby. The city medical examiner ruled Norman's death a homicide. Police are still searching for suspects. On Long Island, a tree trimmer fell to his death working in Muttontown yesterday afternoon. Nassau County police say the 32-year-old fell after a limb that had been supporting him up snapped. He fell about 30 feet, was pronounced dead at the scene. Homicide detectives and OSHA are investigating the accident. Today, the city-run Roosevelt Hotel will be shutting down for good. It once served as the largest arrival and intake center for migrants and asylum seekers since opening in 2023. That site had well over 100,000 migrants go through its doors. It was recently being used to house just 10 families, down from its peak. It's not clear if the hotel will return to being a hotel or if it'll be sold. Today marks 3 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the constitutional right to an abortion. On this anniversary, Governor Hochul says the state will provide more than $24 million to fund abortion health care services through the state's abortion access program.
When that decision came down, we were ready to stand as a safe harbor for reproductive rights and to send a clear message to anti-choice extremists. We will not back down and we will not go backwards.
Earlier this year, Governor Hochul signed legislation to strengthen the state's SHIELD law that protects abortion providers from out-of-state prosecution as more and more states start to ban abortions or set restrictions. In the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial, federal prosecutors are expected to rest their case as early as today. Then Diddy's lawyers will get their turn. In court, they've said they have no plans to call up any witnesses, so the trial could be over much sooner than expected. We do expect the defense to try to dismiss the case altogether once the prosecution rests. That's normal, usually doesn't work. Once closing arguments are done after that, the case will be in the hands of the jury. We're inside the courtroom. We'll bring you updates as they come in.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.